We're following breaking news right now concerning a local casualty in the war on terror. A graduate of Clarence High School has now been identified as one of the two U.S. service members killed yesterday in Afghanistan.
November 3rd, 2016, 30-year-old Army Special Forces Captain Andrew Byers was killed in Afghanistan. Lauren Byers is his twin sister.
Gone are the days of Memorial Day as the start of summer, and whose barbecue will we go to, or backyard will we be hanging out at?
For Lauren and the Byers family, Memorial Day is now more than ever about striking a balance.
And I think we're all looking for that thing to do to honor him, and also not be frustrated when you see all the commercials and ads splash into summer. This Memorial Day, that Memorial Day fail, and not, feel that tinge of pain, that's not really what Memorial Day is. How do you choose something to do that is meaningful and balance that with knowing that your family member would want you, enjoy your time together as a family?
A Memorial Day holiday may have involved a chat about the Sabres for Andy Byers, but he knew from very early in life the career he wanted to pursue.
Even after he passed, when we went to his office at Fort Carson, there was a Sabres coffee mug sitting on his desk. He was a big Sabres fan. He knew, when he was 15, that he wanted to serve.
When he first decided to go to West Point, it took Lauren some time to accept her brother's choice of career. But now it's a mix of pride, devastation, and working to keep the memory of her brother and all fallen service people alive.
I think for Gold Star families, I think the challenge is twofold. We don't want our family members to be forgotten. We don't want the lives that they led to be forgotten. He would say, if not me, then who? Someone needs to do this job. I'm capable. I will be the one to do it. So I think people remembering them and the choice they made and, how they lived their lives and giving it the respect that it's due.